Hare Krishna. Work that eats us alive is far worse than work to eat and live. Work that eats us alive refers to the extreme, excessive, excruciating work that sometimes is thrust upon us when we work in excessively passionate environments. Sometimes we may have to work for 16 hours, 18 hours, 20 hours, and people just work, and there is no sense of balance in their lives. Krishna talks about such a work in the mode of passion. Yattu kame psuna karma sahankarena vapuna kriyate bahulayasam. So kriyate bahulayasam, that which is performed with great labor. Now today, often there is one form of addiction that is glamorous. It is not just respectable, but that is glamorous. Normally, people may drink as a matter of lifestyle. But if a person becomes drunk while drinking, they say that you drink but don't get drunk. But if somebody gets drunk while drinking, then that is looked down upon. But quite of alcoholism in that sense is an addiction that is looked down upon. But workaholism is an addiction that is often glamorized. If a person works and works and works, oh, how ambitious, how dedicated, how sacrificing you are. That's how it is thought quite often. But the problem with such attitude is that although one works, the work is not a means to fulfillment. The work is quite often an anesthesia, a painful anesthesia from the bigger unmanageable pains of the rest of one's life. So one doesn't know how to deal with one's spouse, one doesn't know how to deal with one's children, one doesn't even know how to deal with one's own mind. So just forget it all and lose oneself in work. That's the attitude of some people. And such people, they take up a lot of work, often subject themselves to a lot of trouble. But in the process, while they're working like this, they are being eaten alive. Eaten alive means that the work is eating them alive. All that is truly important for them, all that makes them who they are, that is being depleted, thrown to the sidelines as they are consumed by the work. And basically, such people just become performance maximizing machines who are fixated on certain goals and who are completely isolated from even human emotions, what to speak of spiritual emotions. And such a life is distressing, it's isolating, it's alienating, it's lonely, but along with that it is also addictive. Because when one works hard, one gets a sense of kick, oh how hard I'm working harder than others. And if one is able to achieve something in one's work, then that achievement becomes a definer of one's identity. So in this way, when we get addicted, it's very unfortunate. So actually speaking, if we see how there is working to live respectably in life. You know, we have certain body necessities and we have to work to fulfill those necessities. Now, when we replace work, when we work itself into a necessity instead of as a way to a fulfillment of a deeper necessity, then we miss the goal. And what is that goal? Ultimately, we all long for love. Even a workaholic is hoping that by my workaholism, by the phenomenal performance that I'll do, I will get fame, I will get admiration, and ultimately the hope is I will get love. But the more that person becomes a workaholic, the more that person becomes like a machine-like performer, the more the person actually cuts oneself off from love. So we need a balance in our life. And most people nowadays talk about a work-life balance or a work-home, office-home balance. Yes, that is important. But that balance itself is not complete. We need office-home-temple balance. That means we need to balance between all the three dimensions of our life. And to the extent we do that, to the extent we can bring God into our life to that extent, we will see that life has a meaning and fulfillment that is far deeper and richer than what might be offered by becoming a phenomenal performer and by getting some awards and accolades for that. The fulfillment that comes by connection with God, the peace, the cleansing, the empowerment that comes by bathing ourselves in the divine presence of God, which we can invoke through meditation, that will enable us to recognize that yes, our work is important and our work does define a part of us. It doesn't define the whole of us. And we are souls. And the wonderful thing about bhakti is that it doesn't ask us to reject the work. Rather, it enables us to reject the workaholism that devours the rest of our life. It enables us to work dedicatedly. It's not that spiritualists work less or work half-heartedly. No, we see our work also as an offering to God. And we do the best that we can in our field. But we do it for the sake of not forgetting our forgetting the mess that is there in our life. Not seeking a sense of a higher identity, because nothing else is worth identifying with in our life. But we work so that we can glorify the Lord of our heart. And in that way, the same spiritual fulfillment that we are experiencing by a direct devotional connection with God, we can experience it through work too. And in that way, we can move onwards towards lasting fulfillment through all the aspects of our life. Thank you. Hare Krishna.